Yod through Tesvav, including Tesvav.
Okay. Okay, so he'll are you hitting recording? Did he just hit recording?
Yeah.
Okay,
Yes.
thank you. So we are up to Hilchas Rosh Chodesh and Kiddush Levana. Sif Yud to Tesvav, yeah, to the end. Okay. Ain Mekachinoi says, we're talking about Kiddush Levana now. Ain Mekachinoi actually Yavrula Lecholapach Shloisha Yom. This actually pertained to this past week, slightly. You're not Mekachinoi Levana until at least 3 days min ha-moilid, from when the moilid is. Now, the moilid is not necessarily on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh can have, one day, and then the moilid could be either a few hours before, a few hours later, because it's only 29 and a half days in a month. So half the months we keep 30, and half the months we do 29, and that balances it out. So, but the moilid is not necessarily from Rosh Chodesh. So you have to be careful with that. You're supposed to wait at least 3 days from the moilid. Those that wait 7. When you have Matzah Shabbos before the seventh day, Ein Lahamtin, don't wait. Eliyah Kachu, but Matzah Shabbos, just you should do Mekadosh and Matzah Shabbos, because you want to do Kiddush Levana when everybody's dressed in Shabbos clothing. Meaning you're only Mekadosh it up until fifth, the Mamish, half of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalukim. That's where you have a tushu. You dalin me'es la'es, which is basically 14 days, me'es la'es, meaning 14 24-hour periods. V'yud cheshois, and then 18 hours, v'chaf beis minutin, and 12, 22 minutin min ha'moilin. That's basically, if you want to figure out when you can do the shavana until, that's what it is. Now, there's shita of the Shulchan Aruch holds that you get the full 15 days. You can go up to 15. So b'di'eved, many hold you can even make a bracha. So that's why sometimes you'll see two zmanim with until when you can make Kiddush Levana, until you have the lechatchila, which is this, which is exactly half of 29, whatever it is. Or you can go with the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that you get up until 15. Okay, Yud Aleph. Ain l'katcha kodem Tisha B'Av. You shouldn't do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av because we're sad. Chayin kishu avol. Somebody's an avol. Elaim kein lo yashlam aveilasoi, unless his avelus won't be over before Kiddush Levana. Let's say somebody loses a relative. Let's say on Ches or Tes of the month, and he didn't yet do Kiddush Levana. So if he's going to wait till after Shiva, he's going to miss it, right? So, unless it's 10 days from the Moed, then he should do it even when he's sitting Shiva. Actually, I'm sorry, the Kitzur is going with the Shitas that say even if it's 10 days, because once you get past 10 days, you're getting into risky territory whether you're going to miss it. Others say no, if he's going to have time up until the 14th, he shouldn't say it. Okay, you shouldn't do it when you're fasting till you taste something, which a lot of people don't do on Matzah Yom Kippur, right? Because they said, but since you go out of Shul B'Simcha, then you could be mekadosh right away. You're not mekadosh it not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Only if it's necessary. That's the only time you should do it. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says you only say the actual bracha. You don't say any of the psukim. Suma muta lakacha. Suma can say kiddush levana. Right, but that's the kitzur's psak. Others say it's not so posh. It's so better that somebody else should say the bracha out loud and he answer amen. Let's say, which is usually when you're doing this towards the beginning of the month, the moon rises very early and then it might disappear by the time you finish with Ma'ariv. So if it's going to do that before Ma'ariv, if there is a time, if you're going to have other nights, it's better to do Ma'ariv first, that's Tadr. By the Kriyashma Havi Deraisa and Kriyashma Zah Deraisa. Avalam ain't Oid's man rock basic gimel leilas but not kotzer because but if there's only 2-3 days in this amount of time, then you have to be afraid that the clouds are going to cover it. Okay. And if it's a rainy season, even if you have 4 more days, you'll be chashish for the covering of the clouds, and then you should do Kiddush Levana first. Right? Let's say the moon comes out when you started already Ma'ariv and you're in the middle of Kriyashma or the Brachas. If it's like a very short amount of time, that when Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei passes, it's going to be over Zman Kiddush. It can be Masik, even in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma, or in the middle of Kriyashma, Lekadosh Yisrael. Right? You see how important that is? That you can even stop Kriyashma or Birchas Kriyashma to say it. Achim Efshar, you can rest a perek, Lekadosh Ben Aprokim. You should at least finish the perek to be Mekadosh Ben Aprokim. And of course, there's the famous situation where, because Purim, a lot of times, is the last night to say Kiddush Havana, and then it pops out in the middle of the middle of the Megillah, right? Fine. So that's also a big shaila. Tesvav. In Bechaydish Adar, Lo Nirasa Alavana Ad Lel Yudalid. Oh, he brings it. I thought he was referring to it in the parentheses of Noid Yehuda, right? But I forgot that he brings. Yeah. So in Bechaydish Adar, Lo Nirasa Alavana Ad Lel Yudal. She was man Kriyas Megillah. So you catch Tchila Alavana Va'achach Yikrus Megillah. First you be Mekadosh Alavana, and then you rig the Megillah. Vim Nirasa Be'emtzah Kriyas Megillah. I don't know why he brings the parentheses because he discussed it himself. Okay. If you'll have more time after the Megillah, you're not. But if once it's finished, the Megillah, the Zman passes, as I im kola kola dying lekitchu, then if the whole tzibur still has not done kiddush havana, you have siku lekadosh esa. You stop and do Kiddush Havana V'Archach Yigmaros Megillah, and then you finish the Megillah. Avalim Rak Yachid like Kiddush Haisa, but if it's only a Yachid, Shim Yifzik Lekatsha Yitzar Chachach Ligmaros Megillah B'Yachidus, then he's not Mekadosh it. That if and meaning, and if he stops, he's going to only have to say B'Yachidus. Like Yasim Mishum to Pursuma Nisa Other. If it's Pursuma Nisa is better. So basically, it depends. If the whole Tzibur didn't do it, then you stop. But if it's just a yachid, then he'll have to wait, and he'll do it on his own later on. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a guten Zummer and a fine night.